Good morning. We're going to look at Psalm 42, verse 11. Psalm 42, verse 11. This morning I'd like to confess to you all and bring to you a conviction of the Spirit that God has brought me. And that is, where do I place my hope? What do I place my hope in? Psalm 42, verse 11 says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." Now, we know God is our hope, and we are to hope in God, and it should be. But often, I find myself allowing other things to rise up that I want to put hope in. Maybe things, or even people, or circumstances. And the Holy Spirit has really checked my soul on this, and so I just want to share this with you this morning. And I realize at times I need to confess and repent before God and put my hope fully on the grace that will be brought at the revelation of Jesus Christ, no matter what the circumstance. Hope in God. This is the call of Psalm 42. In fact, this verse 11 is repeated twice in the psalm. And this psalm, it really stirs something within me because it's so real. We've all been there, haven't we? Discouraged, downcast, downhearted, unsure of the future. And as the psalmist even says, has God forgotten about me? And of course, it's a prophetic psalm of Christ, which is very important for us to remember, for we are to know Christ. We're to know Christ, not, of course, in just some intellectual way, but we're to know him in and through our lives, even being conformed to his death. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Hope in God. Yes, I am discouraged right now, you may think, but my soul knows deep down within me, I know there is only one hope where I can find peace. There's only one hope that offers assurance. There's only one hope that saves. Unfortunately, we've been taught to throw that word hope around really casually, haven't we? I hope I get the new job. I hope my house sells for so much money. I hope the Supreme Court rules in a certain way. I hope my daughter drives home safely. I hope in these things. And while it's good and right to hope and desire good outcomes and circumstances that would be best, is our foremost hope in God and his will. Because we're not called to juggle 420 different hopes in life, are we? We're called to one hope in Christ. And that one hope is not just a certain desire or seemingly good outcome, but this one hope is what embodies our faith. This is how we walk in the Spirit. It's where we look. It's hope in God. I remember many years ago, I think it was the year 1999. Does anybody remember that year right before Y2K? I applied for a new position in the military. And I was really hoping I would get the job. But I didn't. And I was actually downcast for weeks. Because my hope was focused on getting the job. It just seemed right. Everyone around, my wife and I, validated it. Oh, you're a shoo-in for that job. And it just seemed right. But it was not God's plan. Which is why we must always hope in God, our one hope. Because he knows and he's orchestrating his perfect will. And now looking back, I'm so glad I didn't get that job. Isn't that funny? But I couldn't see it back then. Because I was blinded by my hope in a job and a trajectory in life that would mean. And not guided contently by a hope in God alone. May God save me, save us, all of us, from placing our hope in certain outcomes that we feel are necessary for life to proceed correctly. But may we instead trust in him alone and find rest there, find peace there, find joy there in hoping in God. We're all familiar with the hymn, "The Church is One Foundation," right? The second verse says this: "Elect from every nation, one yet one over all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. One hope. There's just one hope. The hope in God. Or as Romans 8 says, for we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. You see, we like to place our hope in things that we can touch and feel and affect, and we can immediately find the result, can't we? But faith is hope in God. And sometimes we don't know the outcome. But by hoping in God, it's His outcome. It's His good for us. And it's His will that we may know Him more. And that He would be glorified. And that there's no glory left for man to boast in. So we hope for what we do not see. But in faith, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Now, we can, again, surely desire. We can have a heart's desire for things in life to turn out a certain way. But may our hope be in God. Our trust, our confidence, our faith be in God. Not in outcomes, not in the responses of others, and certainly not in ourselves. Lastly, Romans 15:13 reminds us that our God is He's not just an object that we hope in, but our God is hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in this hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We abound in hope and hope in the God of hope. Let's pray. Father in heaven, O God of hope, we pray to you and thank you that we only have this one hope by the incredible work of Jesus Christ, for which you have given us this gift, unmerited gift of Jesus Christ, of faith, that we may look to you, that we may call upon you, that we may trust in you. Well, Father, I confess, and may we confess now corporately, that we have put our hope and very tangible, natural things. Oh God, we confess this to you and we pray that we would hope in the one hope and we would turn and hope in God alone. We take a moment now to individually confess our sins to you.